So kind of going back to that sort of theme, so to speak, in terms of maybe where venetoclax might be heading in the future, you have a 78-year-old man who was actually on the CLL14 trial. Looks like maybe he had what was a pretty typical course. So why don't you tell us what happened there?
Yes, so we had the 78-year-old patient. Clearly, gentleman at this age had hypertension, had a creatinine clearance that was decreased, and had coronary artery disease. A diagnosis of CLL was made in 2015. He had unmutated V genes and he had 11q deletion. Initially, he was asymptomatic, and we followed him with a watch and wait strategy. But only about a year later, he was progressive. As we see it so frequently with patients with unmutated V genes and with the 11q deletion, he had marked lymphadenopathy. So he had 6 cm peripheral adenopathy. He developed anemia and fatigue, and we enrolled him on the CLL14 trial, where he received obinutuzumab plus venetoclax for this limited treatment duration of 12 cycles. Treatment stopped in fall 2017, and he had a complete response with MRD negativity. And as one could expect from this very favorable treatment outcome, he, when I saw him last, about now 2 years after stopping therapy, maintains this complete response and maintains to be MRD negative. So to me, this is the prime example of time-limited therapy achieving a very deep response and then being off therapy for hopefully prolonged period of time, if not even forever.